Candace, CANDACE, Potter, POTTER, 72680. Chief complaint, leg pain, number one, leg weakness, number two, follow-up of recent hospitalization with Guillain-Barré, mixing with history diabetes, mixing with history gastroesophageal reflux, kidney stones, MDD. Our patient is a 42-year-old woman recently hospitalized for 10 days at Kingwood Hospital with Guillain-Barré, period. New paragraph. She was told that they did not know exactly what caused her symptoms, but she had severe pain in the lower extremity, then numbness, tingling, and then paralysis to the point that she required physical therapy. She is not able to ambulate with the help of a cane, period. New paragraph. Upon discharge, patient had low calcium, which is going to be repeated today, period. Neurosurgery was consulted because on the CT she was found to have a round lesion around the left orbit. And then subsequently she saw ophthalmology. Patient received IVIG for 5 days, and which was very helpful in causing her weakness to improve and causing her to be able to walk before discharge, period. New paragraph, she's here now for evaluation of her for lab evaluation and refill of her medication. Here, new paragraph, patient has an appointment with Dr. Escobar sometimes in next year, but because of the gravity of the situation, I called Dr. Escobar, ESCOBAR, at 281-440-3300. I made the appointment for the end of this month, period. Medication, let's talk about her medication. First of all, she's allergic to Flexeril, Ativan, and Emetren. Hi, guys. Her medication is metformin. Hi, guys. 500 twice a day. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are we all? Good. Robaxin, every 6 hours as needed, 750. Metoprolol succinate, which is XL, 50 milligram daily. Zofran, PRN, 8 milligram. Then trazodone, 50 milligram at nighttime. Then she takes Klonopin 0.5 four times a day. Then tramadol 50 milligram as needed for pain. Then she takes Neurontin increased to 600 milligram QID. Then Lopid 600 BID, hydrochlorothiazide 25 once a day. Hydroxyzine / Atarax 25 milligram up to four times a day. Cymbalta 60 milligram a day. Nexium 40 milligram a day. And vitamin D3, period. Patient's family history, never had any issues with Guillain-Barré or any other neurological issues in the past, she tells me. This did not happen after patient received an injection of any kind of a vaccination or injection of flu vaccine and or anything else for that matter. Period. New paragraph. On the medication list, please make a separate medication list with allergy on top on a separate page. Other medical problems as above, surgery, complete hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, hernia repair, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, does odd jobs, works at the Renaissance Festival. That's our Renaissance, right? You know, like Renaissance Festival and other things around town. Period. On exam, she weighs 130 pounds. She 97%, 98.8, 16, 71, 133 over 83. Heart positive, swollen positive, to lungs, fewer onco abdomen soft. She has weakness in lower extremity, right greater than left. Neurological deficit noted. As was mentioned, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment number one, Guillain-Barré syndrome. Number two, anxiety. Number three, gastroesophageal reflux. Next one is diabetes. Should be stable at this time with a profound weight loss. Next one is history of migraine headaches. Next one is insomnia. Next one is depression. Next one is not suicidal. Next one is has PT at home. Next one is mom is helping her at home as well. Next one is medication list created today with the new doses. Next one is pain will be controlled with the help of tramadol. Next number is patient needs any other pain medications she would need to see a specialist, i.e. pain management. Next number has an appointment with a neurologist on the 29th. Next number should come back to see us for follow-up next week. Next number is obtained blood work, CBC, CMP, TSH, B12, hepatitis panel, hemoglobin A1C, vitamin D. Next number, findings were discussed with patient and mom at length. Before leaving the office, I was given ample time to ask questions as well. Thank you.